This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, and we bring in super friend of the show. He is Sam Miko from Sports Illustrated. Sammy, how are you?
Gentlemen, I'm doing well. How about yourselves?
We are hanging in.
Great.
Hanging in. All right, so let's get right to the NBA, because it feels like things are pushing forward, pushing forward, pushing forward. Where do you have us right now as far as getting back to even practice for the NBA?
Well, we've seen reports the goal is to get everybody, you know, the players back in the same city in the Cavs case, Independence, right around that June 1st to 7th date. Then you do some quarantining, then you do some mini training camp, and from the, you know, the dates we're hearing now for resumption of the season are in the middle to the end of July. You carry that to probably Labor Day, maybe be after, a little bit after Labor Day, maybe before, but that's, you know, that's everything we're hearing, and the hopes, it seems right now, is we're about a little more than a month away from play resuming, assuming there aren't any major unforeseen circumstances.
Everybody, Sam? Or playoff teams only?
You know, that's very much, it sounds like, up in the air. I don't think the NBA knows quite yet. I know that they do want to get everybody at least back to that mini training camp type of situation, and at least get the players in that situation and see how that goes. Now, I think that they're going to know within the next week if it's going to be everybody. I've seen reports lately and heard just from around the league. You know, I've talked to a couple general managers, and they don't know. They don't know yet. It sounds like they may not. They may not have everybody, and they may just go straight to the playoffs. I know, you know, look, Commissioner Silver wants to have 4 or 5 games for every team. Now, you know, if they do play and they do resume, say the Cavs were to play and they do go to Orlando or Vegas, I'm assuming it's going to be Orlando right now. Let's say they do. You're looking at 4 or 5 games. Maybe, let's say you play 4 more. You're going to play those 4 probably in 5 nights. You're going to get them. You're going to play a back-to-back, then a night off, then a back-to-back, and your season's going to be over. They would rush through the end of what would be a regular season, kind of to settle that lottery, you know, rankings and odds, yeah, as well as give these teams that are going to the playoffs a little bit of a warm-up before they get there. That's what they want to do. Does that make sense? I don't think that they've figured that out yet. But look, 70 games is the goal for everybody, because then you're not paying back the regional sports networks the money. You have to get those 70 games in, and that's a big factor for the league.
Sam, what are your thoughts on having like just a mini play-in for the teams that are outside the playoffs right now, no matter where you are, to give them the opportunity to try to win an 8th seed? What are your thoughts on that?
I think if you have the 8th seed and another team or two,
obviously you don't want everybody who's completely out of the playoff picture in that. You know, I think, for instance, out west, New Orleans, Portland, and Memphis, who currently holds the eighth seed, and I think San Antonio is in that race too. If you had those teams have a little play-in tournament, we've heard C.J. McCollum, the Blazers guard from Canton, say he would love to have a little play-in tournament. Of course, the Blazers are on the outside looking in right now. But I think those things are under consideration. The NBA has not made any firm decisions, I don't think, everything I've heard, on what are we going to do to get the playoffs, how long is each series going to be, and are we going to have a little mini play-in tournament? Are we going to finish the regular season? All those things are, up for kind of debate or discussion right now around the league with the owners. So it's very uncertain. But as far as the play-in tournament, I think if you can finish those regular season games, determine it that way. If you can't, then yeah, have something to give those teams that are barely on the outside looking in a chance to maybe get into the season. Nothing normal is going to happen this year, so you might as well do things and get creative and make it fun.
Sam, I like your thought, but I agree. It would have to be like eighth and ninth seeds. You know, and I threw this out earlier, Cavs have played well under J.B. Bickerstaff. Because they suddenly might be hot, might have Andre Drummond, does that mean they should be on equal footing as the team that during the entire, 65 games that have already been played, the team that was clearly better? As much as I would love that from our standpoint, I don't think that's fair. So I like your idea of just the teams that might be on the cusp of getting into the playoffs, if you're even going to do anything like that.
David Fizdale, the former Knicks coach, said he thought that they should just have 18 of the 30 teams go, and I thought that was a pretty good idea, at least for the playoffs, and then you have those bottom couple seeds fight for that last playoff spot with a little kind of tournament. You know, we've also heard talk of possible 16 teams, that the teams being ranked 1 through 16 playing that way regardless of conference, but again, I'm with you on that, Jeff. I don't think you just say, the whole regular season that we did get in, let's just scrap that. I think you have to kind of follow what happened in that season and do the best you can to keep it going, as opposed to just making everything, kind of get too creative and too crazy.
So, but, I was listening to Wendy talk about this over the weekend, saying that the commissioner would love to see the top 16 teams in. Forget about East and West. And if they were ever going to do it, now would be the time to do it because, one of the big hindrances of that plan during a normal season is travel. Well, you're not going to have a travel issue here. So do you believe that that's something the league would want to see? And I don't know. I just can't see Eastern Conference owners would want to do now at this point in the game. I don't think Eastern Conference owners would be big fans of that at all.
I don't think either would. And I do know that, yeah, that's probably something that Adam Silver would find seeing from everything we've heard. But, your standings are based on who you've played. In the East, you play more East teams each season. So, you play four games against some teams in the East, three against most others, and that impacts your record. And West, the same thing. That impacts your record, too. So looking at the 1 through 16 standings, I've actually seen a bracket. It does seem cool, but at the same time, it's like, well, then all of a sudden you've said the games that we've played just don't mean anything now. And I don't think you do that. I think if you're going to do a playoff format like that, you need to rearrange the entire regular season schedule because that's going to impact who finishes 1 through 16. So there are pluses and minuses to that kind of thing. I don't think anybody would be mad if they did it that way, but I do agree with you, Andy, that there would be too much convincing of the owners to do it that way. Look, the Milwaukee Bucks, I think, would rather play I think it's the Orlando Magic or whoever's an eight in the East than they would, you know, somebody who's probably better like Memphis or Portland if they finish 16. So I just think there's too much convincing that you would have to do the owners to change the playoff format too much. I could see a situation where the first round is best of five as opposed to best of seven. I could see that happen, but I don't think they're going to end up changing the conferences.
Sam Amico joining us, covers the Cavs for SI.com. All right, so whatever format, whatever they do, however they figure it out, it sounds like they want to play basketball again. That's well and good. Will this be whatever it is, whatever shape it takes, will it be the last stretch as a member of the Cavaliers for Tristan Thompson, free agent at the end of the year?
I honestly, you know, everything we're hearing is that free agency, because keep in mind, the salary cap's going to be a totally different thing whenever basketball does resume. And I think the players and the owners are going to have to do, almost like in baseball, they're going to have to do some collective bargaining before all this starts. And they're going to have to do some, not just for the resumption of the play this year, but for free agency, which, you know, maybe in September or October. I think that might be the case, is that we're going to see the season end in September, and then we'll go right into the draft and free agency. Tristan Thompson, to answer your question, it's really that this situation has made that much harder to gauge. All 29 of the players who have player options on their contracts, I assure you, and that includes Andre Drummond, will be opting in. They're all going to take that money and not test free agents. So Andre Drummond will be back next season, I say with great confidence. Tristan Thompson, because he's unrestricted, a little harder to gauge. Most of those, if not all of those free agents this year, because there aren't any real big names other than Anthony Davis, who, again, I'm assuming is going to opt in, most of those guys are looking at one-year contracts. Now, if that could benefit the Cavs, who would love to keep Tristan, these guys will play one more year on one-year contracts and then go right back into free agency next season. So I think that there's a chance, yes, that he could be back based on that, and a very good chance that Tristan will return. And I think most free agents will sign one-year deals, then go back into free agency at the end of next season, which, again, could be in June or July.
Let me throw one more question at you, just because this seems to be one of the things that's out there. The NBA season needs to be over, according to Sam Amico. The best-case scenario, let's put it this way, the NBA season would be over would be Labor Day, September 15th. Just November 1st. When should the league be done with this season?
If you look at late July as the kind of the starting date, I think you need to be over. I would say by September 15th. You do not want to keep messing. And you know, they've already discussed this before the pandemic. You don't want to go head-to-head with football. You don't want to push next season to the point where it's, so far that it's almost forgotten. So you want to, I think, by late September would be their goal. They will go, I've heard, they will play until that final Saturday night before the NFL kicks off on a Sunday. Now, I think the NFL actually kicks off on a Thursday or whatever, but I think that the goal is let's finish before football gets, you know, becomes the monster that it does in the regular season. That would be the goal. But, again, it's all going to be contingent on when can we start, how many playoff games do we want to play. You know, do we want to have back-to-back teams playing on playoff games? I don't think you want to do that, but I assure you they will be playing just about every other day. And if they can do that, I think that by the middle of September is as late as you want to go. Ideally, it'd be Labor Day, yeah.
Yeah. Sam, thank you. We appreciate it. Of course, we'll read your stuff at Sports Illustrated, and we're always following along on Twitter as well. Sam Amico, thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Sammy.
And we will talk to you soon. Sam was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.